Hi, welcome to Tales of a Psychic Child. I'm Angela Teresa Ejic, and I was born psychic. Conversation for real. Relax where you are, close your eyes, and we will go through the chakras to get fully relaxed. Starting from above your head, imagine a white light. This is the crown chakra, pure white. And imagine that light spinning, going all around through your body, through your organs, and through your bloodstream. This is your connection to the universe, to yourself. Then we go to the third eye chakra. It's in the middle of your forehead. It's the color purple. It's a very deep purple. This connects you, of course, with your inner knowledge, which you have, and knowledge from everything you've ever learned from each lifetime. Spiritual knowledge from your spirit guide. And imagine that purple light spinning, beautiful purple. It goes through your bloodstream, your organs, and it surrounds you. Then we go through the throat chakra. The throat chakra is blue. This is your communication, to have the words come out. You will not need it in this meditation, not out loud, but it keeps your voice clear, even the voice in your mind's eye. Imagine that blue light spinning. That blue light spins and spins and opens communication within yourself, with the God of yourself. For your soul is God. Your soul is your connection. And that blue light goes through your bloodstream, your organs, and goes all around you. Then we go to the heart chakra, explanatory. The heart chakra is green, very green. And this is the heart, of course, the love, because you want to feel the love that you feel. Feel the kinship with the person you will speak to today. Just feel that love. It's green. This beautiful green light is spinning, collecting all the love and all the respect and all the things you feel for the other people around you, and the other people like you are also God. God, you are, your soul is God. And that green light goes through your bloodstream, your organs, and all around you. Then we go to your solar plexus, which is right underneath your breast, in between your ribs. That is your emotional center. That should be a bright yellow. Sometimes when you're clogged or you're emotionally upset, which may be true, or emotional in any way, it can change. It can be brighter gold, which is incredible emotion, happiness. And make that as yellow as you can, as golden as you can. This is your gold connection to all things, because emotions are very important to have the feeling to manifest using this method. And that yellow light goes through your bloodstream, your organs, and all around you, bright yellow. Then we go to the sacral chakra. That is right around the belly button. And that one is orange. That was believed by ancient people to connect you forever with your twin flame. Also your sacred soulmate, you can connect with them there, but this is your twin flame connection. Whether your twin flame is here or on the other side, for this exercise, you can connect with your twin flame, though it's not necessary, unless you're trying to reach them. And then it's an orange light. This is just for your relaxation. This is why we're doing this exercise. This orange light spins and spins, and it goes through your organs. It goes through your bloodstream, and it surrounds you. And then we go to our grounding chakra. That's basically at the end of your spine, kind of behind you. It's red. This has you grounded to the fact that you are here on Earth. And that is red, and it spins red all around and connects you and shoots to the center of the earth to ground you. Shoots all the way around through your bloodstream and your organs. And this should have you very fully relaxed. The chakra exercise I just gave you is not necessary for the exercise we're about to do, but if you are feeling very stressed, it could help get you to the point that you are much more relaxed. You should be awake for this, but you should be in a state where you're kind of almost asleep, but not really, so that you're able to get up if you need to, because that makes the manifesting stronger, and you need to remember it. So now we go into the exercise. This exercise is going to connect you with someone you have a message for to manifest what you need. It's also the best way to do anything when it comes to imagining what you want. In this case, we're going to choose someone, preferably somebody you know that you need something from, whether it is to treat you better or you to treat them better or both. If you need something from them, be it financial or to come speak with you, to make peace between you, this is what this is for today, this particular communication. Guaranteed, if you do all your imaginings like this and you really feel it, you will see miracles in your life that are actually the truth. And you create the life you want. You create what you love by coming from this area. Now, what you want to do now, in this relaxed state, they call it the state akin to sleep. You're going to see from where you are, you're going to see the person you need most to speak with, to ask for and get what you want. Not even to ask for, to know that they're going to give you what you want from them. So see that person. See them from your eyes as if they're right there with you. See their face, their body, because that's what you can see. You're in the room with them. This is already happening. This exact moment, it's already true. So as you sit there with this person, look into his or her eyes. Look at his or her skin. Know the smell of that person, whatever it means in the room. What is the smell? Because you know them. Or you don't know them yet, but you want to speak to them. Maybe you know them over the phone. Maybe you know them from the computer, but you are going to speak with them about what you need from them. What color are their eyes? Even if you don't know, look into their eyes, and they're looking right at you. Do not view yourself in this picture, and because you don't view yourself unless you're in a mirror. You're seeing this in the moment. It is happening right now. It could be 5 years from now, but it's still right now. As you look at this person in the face, look at their body. You can see your hands reaching for their face, so you can touch their skin if you feel that you need to. Or you could be holding hands, and you can see, of course, your hands intertwined if they're sitting right in front of you. If they need to be right in front of you. So they're sitting right there with you, and you can put your hand on theirs if that helps you. And you can see your hands that way. Maybe you see a shadow a little bit to the side of the two of you sitting there, but you do not see yourself as in a movie. You're seeing from your eyes, so you understand it must be directly because it is in the moment of now. And for a few moments, I want you to say to them what you would want to say to them. Even if that person is argumentative, right now they're not. They hear everything you say. If that person is loud and boisterous right now, they're hearing everything you say, and you can say it exactly the way you want to hear it and the way it is from you. You can say to them anything you want. Like, you know, You can say thank you, as if it already is. Thank you for calling me, because it's happening right now. Thank you for loaning me that money. You can say the exact amount, because they are. You can even do it as if they already did it and this is later. In fact, sometimes that's better. Say thank you so much, because when you gave me that money, I was able to catch up on my bills and actually have a little extra to take that trip I always wanted. And thank you so much for all you've done for me. It's wonderful, and I am so happy. So happy. Because this is, of course, just to get what you need from somebody. It could be this, and then I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. It could be, thank you for staying in my life. Thank you for loving me. I know you always have, and it's so wonderful to be here with you on the anniversary or on this day and see that we still love each other after all this time. Even if you've known this person a week and you know they're the one, this could be 5 years in the future, but it's not in the future because it's right now. Thank you for the lovely wedding. Thank you for asking me to marry you. I am so glad you asked me to marry you. I am so glad you've been in my life. I'm so glad you took that trip with me. Again, these things may not have manifested, but right now they have already happened. Whatever it is has already happened. Thank you for talking to me like an adult. There's that. Thank you for letting me make my own decisions and helping me with the ones I have difficulty with and being kind to me about whatever decision I make. Now, we're going to have that conversation from the side of you speaking what you want from the person for a few minutes, a couple minutes. You can do this as long as you'd like, on your own. You can do this as long as you'd like, on your own, as I will move forward on this. Now, after you are finished asking for what you want from them in the way, and now, even as you're doing it, you could have, once you know this exercise, you can do it this way, but now have them respond the way you want them to respond. Not the way they've always responded. If it has not, it's been negative. If you want them to say yes, this time they do. This will be a yes. This will be something confirming what you asked them for and or thanked them for already giving you, because this is something that's happened in the now or happened in the past from this now we're in. They did give you the money. They did ask you to marry them. They did do everything that you wanted. And now we're going to go with their reaction. And this time to you. So you can have them saying, darling, I've always loved you. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever known. Or you're the most handsome man ever. You're the most wonderful person kindness, the way you treat me on a daily basis has been wonderful. This is them saying this to you, what you need to hear, because you will, and you are, and you know you are. You can hear this. Could it be your parents saying, I always trusted you. I know you're an adult, and you make wonderful decisions, and I love it that you ask my opinion, but I stand by your decision, and it is perfect. Congratulations, my dear. Congratulations. Anything you need them to say, it can be as simple as congratulations and the happiness on their face. You know, congratulations that the money I gave you helped you get that job. Congratulations. I am so happy to be with you. Congratulations. I love you too. I love our kindness. I love the way we interact. I love everything about you. They will react, so I'm going to give you a few minutes to hear their reaction. It can be short. It doesn't have to be anything more than congratulations. I am so glad to be with you. Congratulations. I was always happy to help you. I am every day. I will always help you, and I was glad to do it. And now you have completed this guided imagery to create what you want. If you'd like to continue for a few more seconds or minutes, you can also see other people come into the room. And they come in and say congratulations on the new job, congratulations on whatever it is that you asked for, congratulations, you know, I saw what happened, but somebody who witnessed it, I saw that. That was wonderful when you were able to, you know, back your show. Or it was wonderful when he asked you to marry him. I love the way you saw. It was a wonderful wedding. It looked like you had a great honeymoon too. So other people come into this. It's a little dinner party, perhaps. And then they come in and congratulate you too. And you have all that. And patting you on the back or giving you big hugs, that helps confirm it for you. That's great. And then you can open your eyes, you're still awake, and know, this is not hoping, this is not wishing, this is knowing, it's true, it happened, as I told you, this happened, that was it, forget it was in the now, it was in the now, yes, and you were talking about what happened when he proposed, or when you got married at the wedding, you're 5 years ahead, so this happened 5 years from now, but it happened, it already happened. And how do you act now that it happened? Now that you got that raise, now that you have that great job you always dreamt of having, now that you've attained your dream job, and the person you were talking to said, you know, we are so glad we hired you 5 years ago. So glad that you've been working for us all this time. Whatever situation you wanted to be in, and now it's already true. So how do you act? Because you're a different person, in a sense. You're a married person if you weren't before. You've been married for how long it was? 10 years? How do you act when you've been married 10 years to the love of your life? How do you walk when you have the greatest job that you always wanted and you got it so easily because you were right for it, you're perfect for it, and you still have that job because you've had it for 10 years? You're already in the moment. What's it feel like, if it's this, sitting in your car? What does the cushions feel underneath you? You're seeing this from your eyes. What does that steering wheel look like? Your hands on the steering wheel, because that's what you see. That must be great. What's the outside? Now, as you're sitting in your car, what's your hood? What color is that? Is that that emerald green Mercedes? Or what is it you see for the moment? Just remember that. You can remember that all throughout the day. And even if you don't, you already know it's true. So it's there. Don't see it sitting in the driveway. See, feel yourself in your driveway in the car, because you want it to be exactly where you are. And you don't have to do that a million times. You can do it once as long as you're still in the state. But know you already have it. Know it's there. It's there. It's happened. All time is now. Even though this is a little game and it's for fun, but it's all there. Your husband is right there beside you. You're growing old together. You're now 70 years old, and there he is right beside you, and you're laughing, and you know, you're 80, doesn't matter, and you're talking about when you got married how many years ago. And then you go, yeah, this has been great. So there you go. You can put it at any stage you want. You can do it a little sooner. Let's say you want something and you're a little rough about going that far forward. Just say, you know, it's been great. I've been at this job for 3 months, my dream job. It's been great. This is closing night of my Broadway debut. And how do you walk when it's that? When you already attained, because you knew you could. You've always had the intelligence. You've always had the beauty. You have the beauty. You know, how do you walk? How do you walk now that you are there? You walk great. You feel good because you are there.